Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try.
Whatever it is that you want to do, there's going to be risk in your life. And risk is a necessary component of progress.
Some people never will have much. They're too cautious. Now, you can also be too reckless, but you can also be too cautious. This is called the timid approach to life.
You can get so scared, and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. That way of thinking, in your 20s in particular, dead fucking wrong.
Taking risks, you know, in a non-naive way, well, then you have something that you can comfort yourself with at night when you're wondering what the whole damn point of is of your futile and miserable life.
Doing what you mean to do and wanting what you want to want is so f***ing hard to do and so rare because we're built to conform.
If you're going to get any further, you gotta reinvent yourself.
You know that thing that you really want to start doing, but you're worried what everyone might think about you if you do? You should do it. You should definitely do it.
I want you to start to create this mindset of taking risks and going big.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing.
It was a big risk, it was a big chance, and it was no guaranteed return ticket. It was a one-way ticket possibly to, I'm a head coach of high school football to this day.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember,
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You have time.
I figured that if I didn't make the entrepreneurship thing work, I would have a hell of a story for business school. And that was actually like the reasoned argument that I gave myself for being willing to quit.
Because your DNA, who you are as a person, is wrapped up in your dreams. And what this world has done to you is take that from you, because they know if you know who you are and you get your dream, you're probably not going to work for most of them.
You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith. And that faith gives you patience.
You got one life to live, rain, sleep, or snow. The time is now.
This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is not the time to try to maximize as much money so you can buy a fat whip. What you should do is go and travel and learn. Go and start that business that you've always wanted. This is the time to be massively risk oriented. But boy, if you're lucky enough to be graduating today with not a fucking idea of what you're gonna do with your future, nobody's ever been luckier than you. Please recognize that.
I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not gonna get out alive. That's risky.
And so the first thing I want you to do today is I want you to keep saying to yourself, I am, I am, I am, I am. You're standing at the precipice, the edge of the greatest move in your life. And the time is now, like never before, to take a leap of faith. It takes faith to jump off of the edge. It takes faith to step into your purpose. It takes faith to step into your destiny. It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith. The first person that needs to be influenced in your life is you. If you want to make it happen, it's you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. Own what it is that you want to do.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Are you bold enough? Are you radical enough in your hunger and your thirst to go after what it is that you believe is yours? Are you crazy enough? Are you courageous enough?
Hey, you know, at any given moment, you could be one decision away from an entirely different life. Different place, different people, a different experience, and maybe a different you. Because sometimes in the process of completely losing yourself and losing expectations of who you are, you might find that there's more to you than you thought. So in my opinion, sometimes it's worth taking that trip. It's worth trying that new experience just to find out.
Do something big. I know that there is something inside of you.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That you have always wanted to do.
When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always gonna tell you to step back because you can fall. Always, it's gonna tell you step back. Because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail, you could hurt, you could be off work. It's gonna tell you, it's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you gotta just listen to your soul. And you gotta say, I'm gonna leap, I'm gonna get to the edge. Most people are at the edge, and you're standing at the edge, and you're watching everyone else fly, watching someone else live, wondering what it's gonna be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either gonna jump and fly, or you're gonna jump and fall on something soft, or you're gonna fall down hard. Either way, you're gonna get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. Your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly. That you never leaped. You're not afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are. Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen. You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here. All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance. And I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision.
It's called the language of the poor. What if this happens? And on top of that, if this was to happen, look at the fix I'd be in. I better not try. Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky.
Why are you here? And what are you going to do about it? Because the truth of the matter is, we have a purpose. We have a destiny. We have fulfillment. We've got connections to make. We've got people to meet. We've got rooms to walk in. We've got tables to sit at. When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
No growth comes from being comfortable. And you know what else happens when you take big risks? You grow. You grow into the person that you're meant to become.
Do me a favor, write this down. No risk, no story. It's this simple, right? Like, if you're not going to take a risk, you don't freaking deserve the story, okay?
No risk, no reward. I mean,
why not take a chance trying to do something that seems impossible that might work?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you willing to play at that level? Are you willing to risk it all to gain it all? Are you willing? Today is where the rubber meets the road.
It's like, it's no risk, no reward. If you won't take the risk, you won't get the reward. So it's like,
some say it's worth the wait. I say it's worth the risk. I'm telling you to risk it all for something that will last forever. Will you stay mediocre for the rest of your life? Or will you dig down deep and bring the greatness that lies inside of you to the world?
No risk, no reward, no risk, no story, no risk, no champion.
I'm gonna take that chance that they say turns you into champions.
My older brother, who was 12, got into an electrical accident and he died in my arms. And really come to terms with that I was the one who got to live. That this life that we live, it's a privilege. And when I really started to take that in, I felt this tremendous urge to do something with my life, to do something that mattered.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. You're a wonderful, strong, intelligent youngster. Take advantage of that. Trust in God. Trust in yourself.
Until you say, yeah, I'm going to take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I just want to remind you because, I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change. and not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
You cannot stand still, because the world moves away from you if you stand still. And there's no stasis, there's only backwards. And so if you're not moving forwards, then you're moving backwards.
How much harder will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
I'll push myself to exhaustion.
Toby, we thank you for your time.
I feel like we sort of focus on right ways and wrong ways too much. And I think it's, in a sense, sort of scary to just be born and live life. And I understand the idea of kind of grasping onto a particular thought of wanting to kind of feel like you somehow have a handle on the unknown. But you know what? The unknown is the unknown.
Every time you have changed, you feel pain. You stepped out of one relationship to another, and you feel pain. You leave one neighborhood to another, and you feel pain. You go from one job to another, and you feel the fire of transition. See change as growth. See change as transformation. See change as evolution. See change as necessary. See change as critical. See change as inevitable.
Do something. Stop being f***ing scared if you have not jumped on the bandwagon of doing exactly what the f*** you want to do, which is skiing for the next 3 years, or working at a job that's not what your parents want or what society wants. Do something. Stop being f***ing scared. And so enough. Enough parents, the kid that's sitting right now at a desk and saw this in a feed, and you hate your f***ing job, enough. Stand up, get the f*** out of here, and do you. Live your life. You got one life.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And so if you're not willing to be a fool, then you'll never start anything new. And if you never start anything new, then you won't develop. And so the willingness to be a fool is the precursor to transformation. And that's the same as humility. And so if you're going to write your destiny, you can do a bad first job. You're going to get smarter as you move forward.
When you can learn to do things when you don't want to, when you don't feel like it, when you're tired, when you can learn to push yourself to do them, that's when the world opens up to you. That's when success knocks at your door.
There will never come a time when you can just happily coast through life.
It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart.
What I am telling you to do is chase after that version of yourself that you know you could be.
What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
Let me just ask you this, Mr. Risk Taker, what's the bigger risk? Carrying on like you're going, or taking the deeper dive? What's better? Take eight big risks in life, sin once, miss the mark once, but get seven, achieve seven out of eight, or take 100 risks and achieve eight of them. My hunch is that if there's a God, he's saying, go for the 100 and get eight, rather than eight and get seven. Mm-hmm. If you're not taking enough risk to sin or miss the mark, to fail, what are you doing? Don't go back with even money. Come back with a safe bet.
You cannot afford not to.
I get the sense that
feelings are one of these strange bets, emotions, investing ourselves, not holding a bit back, not putting one foot out, like putting it on the line, opening up.
Yeah.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That feels like a retreat in kind, but one that's plausibly deniable. When we just have one foot out, I didn't fully commit myself
to this.
This project, this relationship, this friendship, this self-transformation. And it means that if failure comes along, it doesn't hurt as much.
Yep.
But it also means that success is less likely. And if success comes along, you know that you didn't really earn it.
We have to define success for ourselves. And then we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally. Tend our garden. Keep the things that are important to us in good shape.
No. Don't study the result. What was the person doing when they got there? And everybody who's achieved something great was some sort of outlaw. Some sort of hustler. Out of balance, out of whack, dark times. Woo.
Airstream.
Still wakes up in the middle of the night and glad they went a mouth guard because they had chipped all their teeth with that fucking nightmare they were having about those things they did back then. I'm one of those.
Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character.
Let's carry on and trust. And be ready to do the work to say, we're not gonna just let that slide anymore. No, make a sacrifice today. Sacrifice a plastic ring today for a gold crown tomorrow. Sacrifice something today for more freedom tomorrow. Sacrifice something today for a possible healthier future for your kids.
Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill? Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize your soul.